This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio this Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Trust and believe. We're going to have a beautiful time, man, for the next 3 hours of the show. Because it is Friday. It's an exciting Friday with another edition of the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Behind the wheel, as always, is our resident motoring journalist, the Preshoan Naidu, who is, you know, this week, he put the Ford Territory Dark Edition through its paces, right? I can't wait until he unpacks this. I mean, talking about its price, its performance, and where it actually fits in today's, you know, ultra-competitive SUV market. And that's not all. BMW has finally stepped back into the spotlight. Preshoan got a first look at the Refresh X3 and was chauffeured around town like a passenger prince by none other than his legendary father, Edwin Naidu. He'll tell us, you know, how it stacks up against its, you know, predecessors. Plus, we'll wrap up things with the motoring tip and hot jam of the week. He's on the line right now. Preshoan, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, myself. Good afternoon to you too and the listeners out there.
Oh, man, great to have you back. Thank you so much for taking your time to be with us on the show.
Always a blessing. Thank you so much.
Now, let's get straight into it, Preshoan. I mean, the Ford Territory, you know, a dark edition. You know, I'm so interested. What's it really like, you know, to drive?
Okay, so what was it like to drive? Well, Ford, the dark edition brings, obviously, a new sleeker vibe to the Territory lineup, first of all, but lots of nice eye candy to it, black detailing, smoked headlamps, sportier stance. And on the road, it's really smooth, you know, planted and surprisingly quiet for this mid-sized SUV. It had a 1.8-liter turbocharged motor, so enough punch for overtaking. And the 7-speed dual-clutch transmission was fairly slick, but I felt it was hesitant to in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And about 8.6 liters on 500 kilometers, so I felt it was quite thirsty. But I felt as though, you know, I get it. And I should throw it in there in that aspect that Ford has partnered with the Chinese as well. So all the territories are manufactured in Dangchang. And they've partnered with GMC with this production of the Territory because obviously they needed to add another vehicle to their portfolio apart from Everest and Ranger. So, yeah, I felt it felt very similar to a lot of Chinese cars I've driven, eh?
Oh, wow, interesting, man. Now, let's talk about the design, you know, and the comfort. You know, does the new Territory stand out?
It definitely looked quite nice. I think this one, they've amped the game in terms of the cabin. So it has a 12-inch touchscreen, you know, Apple CarPlay, leatherette seats, lots of storage, rear passengers get generous legroom. And the panoramic sunroof does add a sense of class. It's refreshing. You know, it's a family package. That's what they're aiming for. And you'll notice they've decided to go for this RNG theme all around the cabin, like for the Wildtrak. Because the stitching on the steering. So they try to give it some more pizzazz to it. But it looked quite nice. Fairly looked quite good. But just, I think, you know, I had to feel it's giving proper hub. It's similar to the Haval. Similar to, it's just giving similar copy cut print from Chinese cars. But not a bad move on Ford. I just think that, yeah, you know, the blue oval badge, you know, it adds a lot of weight, but what's going on, you know?
Most definitely. And I mean, we're speaking about the rivals here, man, Preshoan. Now, I think we need to touch base on the price, because price is really, really important. What's the damage, you know? And let's look at the competitors as well.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 733,000 Rand for the Dark Edition, which is the top spec, you know, top of the range. And I think it, in terms of rivals, you got the Kia Sportage, you got the Hyundai Tucson, you got a lot of other Chinese manufacturers, the Haval H6, you got the Chery Tiggo 7, you got, and let's not forget Toyota Corolla Cross, the Tiguan. So there's a lot of nice variety, strong, established choices out there. That's my thing. And I think it does give some good value for money. You've got a lot of safety systems. You've got a lot of comfort. And it just moved quite nicely. But I'm just kind of thinking, price tag, 733,000 Rand, would you go for a diesel Tiguan or would you go for a Territory? You know, in the long run, which one are you going to be more satisfied with? I think for me, it's fine. It ticked all the boxes, but I was just gravitating towards more supreme driving comfort. You know, where there was just a bit more plushness, like, let's say, the Tiggo and the diesel apparently had a while back. Like, that's just my two cents, to be fair. It's actually really up to the consumer. And I think the consumer must just do their due diligence and go test drive everything under the sun before you just jump into anything. And it's a good product. It's just there's too many choices out there.
All right, most definitely. Now let's move over and scoot over to Be My Wife. I'm talking about the BMW X3. I mean, you obviously didn't have the full experience, but how does it compare, you know, to the X3S in terms of looks and the cabin feel?
So they refreshed the X3. It's a step up from its predecessor. Some may hate it, some may like it. I thought the new design was not really my cup of tea because I like the old design, the previous gen. I think the previous gen ticked all the right boxes. This one is a bit more futuristic, eh? I have both Raicha and BMW's Roslyn plant, so the same facility, you know, that once produced the 3 Series. So it's a car that does contribute to a lot of, if you think about local jobs and exports. But apart from the design-wise, the exterior has matured. Bold kidney grove, sharp LED lights and sculpted tires just give it some presence. Inside, it's classic BMW, leather everywhere, no display, top-notch fit and finish. It even also scooped up the 2025 Selection Car of the Year award. So obviously, thanks to the pricing and everything all together, the package. But yeah, one thing that it missed was that sunroof, right? So it had a glass sunroof. You couldn't actually open it. I was kind of like thinking, wow. In South Africa, we love our sunroofs. You know, we like to open the top, you know?
Yeah. Since you can't drop it, you need to open it. Imagine just having a glass roof and you can't even open it. Wow. I'd feel so frustrated. Yo, I'd feel so frustrated for sure. But nonetheless, you know, you were with the legend himself, you know, Edwin Naidoo. How was it like, you know, being chauffeured like royalty?
So it was pure bliss, eh? I quite liked it. I sat back at Edwin drive. I honestly, it's quite a hushed cabin, not much noise. And, you know, Dad, he said it was just really refined, smooth going, easy 2-liter double diesel. You got a nice amount of power there. He said got about 145 kilowatts and 400 newton meters of torque. So it makes light work out of traffic. And average consumption, he got about in the late 6 liters per 100 kilometers.
Okay.
And he still gave the car back on a 500 kilometer range. So when you got it, it was almost 1,000 K. So not bad. It's efficient and they've nailed that comfortable flavor. Although, yeah, so not bad, eh? Not bad at all.
Most definitely. Prashir, and before we wrap it up, please do give us a motoring a tip and let's drop the hot jam of the week to get the weekend kick-started.
All right. Thank you, Kimbash. So keep a small emergency kit in your car, including a first aid box, torch, jumper cables, a tire inflator or sealant, and a reflective vest. You'll thank yourself if you ever get stuck on the roadside or face an unexpected breakdown. And let's end up with Blase by featuring Future and Thai Dollar Sign. Let's go into the weekend with some flavor.
All right. Thank you so much for the flavor, Prashir, and catch you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one. Yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
Yes, he goes by the name of Prashirwin and Naidoo. Do check him out on all social media platforms at Prashirwin_Naidoo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.